tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the latest tourist attraction in Dublin is the Cherry Tomato Bridge in Drumcondra. It's up there with Rome's Trevi Fountain. It is. It has received rave reviews online, having been described in one review as a transcendent experience, the Cherry Tomato Bridge in Drumcondra. Sarah Griffin is a TikToker, and she has been seen on TikTok down at the Cherry Tomato Bridge, and she joins us now on the line. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Hi, Ray. How's things?
Good. Now, according to my extensive research, you were one of the first people to witness the Cherry Tomato Bridge. When was this?
It was on Friday morning. I wouldn't use TikTok all that much generally, but I walked by these frozen tomatoes on the side of the bridge in Drumcondra on my way to an appointment, and I thought they looked unusual and surprising. So I stopped and I took a short video of them, which I went on to post online with some text over it. And the next thing I knew, numbers were coming in and comments were coming in. But what was happening concurrently was that another writer, Kelly Early, had also made a post around the same time about the tomatoes on the bridge. Yeah. So it was a perfect storm. Both of our videos started to take off at the same time. And the next thing you know it, we have the situation that we have on our hands today.
Yeah, wow, it's serious, isn't it? Did you christen it, Cherry Tomato Bridge?
No, I did not. I believe that was Kelly Early's work.
Okay. And do we know how those cherry tomatoes got onto the bridge in Drumcondra?
So the original tomatoes, I think, may have been left there by a person who was just discarding them out of a salad. They may have been left there from a local who was feeding the birds. However, after the videos began to take momentum, people began to bring their own tomatoes and leave them as offerings on the bridge.
Offerings to whom?
What a great question. I have absolutely no idea. But either way, the thing started to snowball pretty intensely.
Right.
And there's some scenes down there today and over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw a group of people singing "When the Moon Hits Your Eyes." That's
celebrating. Yes,
yes, yes. I think the lady you mentioned was it a friend of hers was moved to tears on the site of the Cherry Tomato Bridge. I will say about your original post, it was during the big frost, and as a result, the bridge
was
white.
Yes.
The red, rich red tomatoes against the backdrop of the white bridge. There was something aesthetically pleasing about that.
There was originally.
Yes.
They were really just a scattering of kind of red jewels across the white snow. It looked very nice at first. Now it looks opulent and overwhelming and different. But back then it just it caught my eye when I was walking to an appointment. And I thought, well, that looks
so
nice.
So it's opulent and overwhelming and different now.
It's a real splendor.
I don't know if you know this, but news just in. There's now a Cherry Tomato Bridge in Cork. St. Patrick's Bridge.
That's fantastic. Isn't it incredible?
Yeah, yeah. can you explain the appeal to me, Sarah?
What I think it is, genuinely, is that it's a pretty dark January.
Yeah.
Some of the backlash and the kind of the grumpier comments online seem to be observing that don't people have anything better to do? And genuinely, it feels like maybe not. It's a very long, cold season. And I think people seeing something funny on the internet and bringing it into reality is a real cure for what ails you, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's a kind of a collective play that people are engaging in. And I think it's really special.
I went between being bemused, being sad for the world, if this is the thing that excites people, and then back to bemused and sort of, it did bring some joy into my life, I have to say, and a little wry smile. So thank you, whoever put those original cherry tomatoes on Drumcondra Bridge. And thanks to you for witnessing and bringing it to the rest of us.
No problem, right? It's a lovely thing to be part of. It's a lovely brick in the wall.
Exactly. And you're in the same half hour as Harry Clark. And then there was a banana sellotaped to a wall, late last year, which was deemed to be art. Who knows?
I think the way that we look at things is changing, and why not? You know, people need to broaden their horizons a little, you know?
Yeah.
Anything that gets us through our days, especially in the cold of winter, I think is worth.
And were there any questions about the waste of food?
This is something that I've seen brought up now that there are a lot of tomatoes on the bridge, yes, and the presence of ketchup and tins of tomatoes. That end of the celebration is so far from where I came in,
yes,
that
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I'm not so sure.
I'd have to admit,
there's a lot down there.
I do like a nice small spherical cherry tomato, cut in half, and placed geometrically on a pizza. Like that pleases me an awful lot.
Yes.
Do you see where I'm going, Sarah?
It's a lovely touch.
It's a lovely touch.
Yeah.
Would you have them cut side up or the other side? What would you? Yeah, I'd probably.
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah.
To be honest, it depends on the dish. I like them diced. I think when you get them real small and into a real, almost like a paste. Yeah, I like them when they've been decimated.
Right, there you go. Go away and consider that. The cherry tomato bridge in Drumcondra and now one in Cork. I'm not saying that to you, Sarah. I'm saying it to our listeners. And Sarah Griffin, thanks so much for talking to us today. Thanks, Sarah.